Four Badass Bitches podcast with
Amy,
Kim,
Carrie,
and Carrie.
Stay tuned for health, exercise, alignment, and women's empowerment.
Uncensored wellness for you.
1, 2, 3.
Bitches!
Welcome back to the podcast. And I'm so excited. Today's topic is panties. Woohoo! we're so excited. We got started on this topic and we decided we had to do a whole podcast about this because we know other women have things to say about panties. So why don't we start with you, Kim?
I started it. Sure. My panties are falling down today and they're ticking me off. So that's what started this conversation.
You know what I find about having underwear that falls down? So my rule of thumb is if I've had them fall down 3 times in the day where I have to adjust them, I throw them out when I get home. As much as I hate to throw things out, I can't go through another day like that because it's very uncomfortable. And I find for me, I don't feel right if my underwear is not sitting where it's supposed to be. Like, I wear a thong. They're super tiny. There's no movement, really.
I love you.
But if they're stretchy, they've got to go.
Yes.
I'll be lying in class on the mat, and I'm, like, adjusting my panties, and I know that that's not right because I don't feel right. Yes. Anyone else feel that way?
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you ever go panty free?
No, it's funny because there's nothing to thongs, really. Like, there's a strip, but I cannot go panty free. Mm-hmm. It's just, I need some barrier at something.
I think this is real. Fair enough. A real challenge. And yes. I have an alternate story, and I'm sure my husband will love me when I share this. So I used to wear thongs. That was the thing. Okay. All through university, high school, I mean, that was what I wore. And then my husband decided to make a comment one day of, why do you always wear thongs? And I was like, well, what the don't you like them? Like, this is like, okay, so then I've transitioned to the fullback, and I can't go back
really?
Now!
Because of one comment?
Yes.
Weird.
Isn't that interesting? So, interesting. Do you want to dive into that?
We may want to unpack that. Yes. Because, totally, because, yeah. I'm
going to
give you a story there of, I've recently just finally moved back into thongs again.
Well, good for
and
you.
And why did you move back in?
Because I like them.
Okay.
Because certain ones that look pretty and sexy with different bras and panty sets look really good.
Yeah.
And tell you the truth, the first one was with one of my last retreats in Mexico, and I'd bought a really nice sexy panty set that I was wearing out that day. And I put it on in Mexico, and I was ready to go out, and I threw on the panties. I was like, oh, fuck, it's a thong. Okay. I'm pushing a new edge, which was really uncomfortable, but
that's
I did
amazing.
It.
Yes.
And turns out 3 of them were, and I just didn't know it because the lady at the counter went and got the matching for me, and it was a thong. So you know what? Back into thongs. Why not?
For me, it's the transition back is hard. I feel like
they're the most comfortable pair of underwear
oh
I've ever had
gosh.
In my life.
Right?
Ever.
I can't wear fullbacks.
No.
I always have a wedgie, and I'm like...
I know.
Well, this is what I mean. I always have a wedgie with thongs now. So it's
but it's in your head, I think.
Oh, man.
Because
it's
supposed to be wedge there.
It's in your butt. That's not where my wedgie is. So that's my one challenge. And then my other challenge... You guys wanted to talk about panties, so here we
that's
go.
That's awesome.
My other challenge is, I have these, like, fullbacks, but they're nice, like, cut lower to the cheek. So they're not, like, total fullbacks, some of them.
They're not granny panties,
what are those called?
So then I run with them, and the entire time I'm uncomfortable, because I'm like, I didn't put on a thong, and I...
But you got a wedgie.
But I get a wedgie!
Right?
So it's like you need...
Go panty free. Just try it one time.
Panty free Fridays.
No, your thong, Carrie.
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Panty free Fridays are very fun.
Are they? Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting. So my thing with I need to go back to
there's a boundary. Right
why?
Here.
Yeah. I need to go back to why I wear thongs. So
yes, please.
I mean, obviously you can't see me. I have the smallest butt ever. Right?
Show
like
us.
I have a very small butt.
Show us. Show the video.
Very small butt.
Yes.
Not even like a round. Not anything. When I wear a fullback, I feel like I have the biggest ass in the world.
Really?
So bringing it in makes
it
feel...
Give it some shape, contour, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Yeah, that's why I wear a thong, because so I've always felt like
an image thing for you, too.
Yeah.
Interesting, eh?
Because I never like to see, and now with all the tight pants, I never like to see the lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thong was just where it's at.
Trust me.
And my 13-year-old daughter quite likes her thongs as well, which I'm
trying to mine as well.
Wrap my head around.
But think of this. So, so a lot of women end up going to a full panty because of body issues as well.
Mm-hmm.
As they grow up, as they have babies, as they don't want to be seen
because it
anymore,
feels
they're
like
hiding. They feel like
coverage.
They're hiding.
Oh,
right? Mm-hmm. It goes right into body issues and they're not comfortable.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't know. Did you guys wear thongs during pregnancy?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
The entire time.
Oh, I think I went panty free. Less is more, friends.
I used to only have full backs for when I had my period. And that would, and it would dry, I would feel disgusting on top of having your period. I would feel disgusting having these big saggy panties on my bum.
Oh,
and so now I don't have to worry about it. I just wear them the whole time. Perfect.
I think my point in this, for all those women out there that are listening who wear the full back, you can still feel sexy.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And love your body wearing the full back. So don't be discouraged, my friends.
But it's all more just what you're comfortable with.
But do get nice panties that you like.
Yes, you do need to.
Yeah, that you feel hot in.
Yes. Make sure they're not the nude
panes. Just make sure you feel sexy in them, no matter
what
they are.
This is
pull up to
because
your boobs.
Because I'm feeling a little bit like there's 3-1
Oh, I still have both.
I'm going to have to go home and put my thong on and like sit uncomfortably in the next.
Strut it. Strut it around the house. And when your husband comes home, be like, oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
With my 3 children also.
Yeah.
We'll just be like, text them and say, come upstairs. I have to tell you something quickly.
Yes. So, for that note.
Like, are you dead?
He'll come up. Oh my God, what's the matter? Ah, you're wearing a thong. It's like.
It will be a transition. Let's just say. It will be a transition.
It's not 3-1. I only have 3 thongs now. And
okay,
they're all in the last
2 months. Okay,
So you're not alone.
So I'm not alone. Okay.
But the rest are all sexy.
Yes.
That is mandatory.
Yes.
There is no.
Yes. So what are we
sexy
encouraging?
Sexy full backs.
What are we encouraging?
Okay. Whatever you feel comfortable in.
Yes, we're encouraging whatever you feel comfortable in. And we've all got different stories around why we wear the underwear we do.
And there's so many pairs out there that that are full back, that are seamless, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've worn seamless for 10 years.
Yeah, I just don't. I never even look there.
Yeah.
I actually have. The pair that I like was from Old Navy, and I learned to love them. So I stocked up because they were not carrying them anymore. So I still have them on the hangers, about 20 pairs in my closet waiting until the other ones get gross.
We have a panty fanatic here.
Right here.
Sorry.
So where do you guys buy them? Where do you guys buy your, like, what is your favorite?
I've been doing really well these days at Licenza. Licenza has really changed.
Okay.
And it's not so much the teenagers are actually coming back into women with real bodies and real curves and everywhere else. So I've been really doing well there.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like Victoria's Secret and Envy.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
So the kind that I really like that are comfortable are Under Armour, actually.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I do have some from
Lulu.
Those are my weekend wear.
Oh, you've gone up a level.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know those two stores carried women's underwear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know Lulu did either.
They're comfy. They're so comfy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why they're my weekend wear, because I don't want to, like, sweat in them all day. And right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
Who folds their underwear?
Mm. I do!
My drawer is organized too. Pinks, whites, blacks.
Mine are like they're gross. They're almost on their way out. Okay. And really nice ones. That's
okay,
how I
can I ask
mine.
You to get rid of the almost on the way out?
But
if they're almost on the way out,
I know.
They're on the way out.
But see, I have this thing that I'm like, but what if I can't find the ones that I like? So that's what the reserves are for.
The reserves! I'm with you. I'm on your side.
I was stuck when you said they were hanging in your closet.
Yeah,
and I was like, you hang your panties? That's fucking genius. Because I'm like, and then all of a sudden my drawer's messy, but I could just...
I remember when I was going for my bachelorette party, they accosted me at a baseball diamond. So I was playing baseball and my girlfriends came and they took me from the ball diamond and they knew I'd be totally pissed off if we went out to the club that night and I was in my ball clothes. So they let me come home but they had to pick my outfit. So they all went through my drawers and they have never let it down that I fold my thongs. Like, I fold them, like,
Okay, well, I
fold them.
Fold them.
Yeah, they never let me live that down.
Oh, they're just jealous.
You know what you should say? You don't? Dirtball?
I know. I mean, well, okay, ladies who don't fold your underwear. Again.
All subjective.
Don't feel judged here. Don't feel judged.
Very true.
You know, you do with your underwear
what you want to do.
Yes.
You mean your panties?
Your panties.
Because underwear's for men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Panties. That's a nicer word.
That is a nicer word, yes.
Mm-hmm. I fold mats, too.
Oh, I fold all of our families, yes.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that.
Yes.
So, this has been an excellent episode, I think. Hopefully, we've had you laughing in your...
Peeing your pants,
maybe. Yes. Peeing your own panties. And we hope that you tune in to our next episode of Badass Bitches. 1, 2, 3.
Bitches!
Thank you for listening to the 4 Badass Bitches podcast with...
Amy.
Kim.
Carrie.
And Carrie.
Stay tuned for our next badass podcast.